Kids Get Well Wednesday. And our doctor is sexologist Dr. Rachel Ross. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Doc, your subject today is why do women fake orgasms?
Yeah, you know, we've got some new information. You know, a study was done recently that studied almost 500 sexually active women. And, you know, we've always known ladies faked for a couple reasons, right? To make the guy feel better. To kind of, you know, one of those things where you're looking at your watch and you're trying to figure out what's next, so to get over.
What am I going to have for lunch tomorrow?
Yeah. Kind of to get over it, get to the next thing. And then, you know, to avoid any bad feelings. But this new reason was something kind of revolutionary. Women are actually faking orgasms because the sound of her voice, along with the sounds of being together, is actually turning her on more. So it's got this new, you know, this is kind of new because now we're actually able to say, okay, well, we can add one more reason as to why women fake orgasms.
Turning herself on.
Yes, to kind of add to the moment, so it's a little more of a turn on for both parties. Before, we thought, well, you know, she's just doing it to turn him on, but actually that's not the case. So I thought that was good. You know, one step ahead for women, because I think, unfortunately, during sexual activity, a lot of times women are a little more worried about whether or not he enjoyed himself. So now, you know, now women are actually going a step further and worrying about themselves during the process. So if we can
we have Dr. Luda, and he says,
Doctor,
you're not doing it right.
Doctor who?
Doctor
Ludacris.
Yeah, Dr. Luda says they just ain't doing
Dr.
it right.
Ludacris. Right?
How about that?
Let's let the name speak for itself.
Yeah, I would basically venture to say that if a woman has to fake each and every time, now faking every now and then is a natural process in life, but needing to fake it 70, 80, and 90% of the time means that we need to dial back and figure out what's going on, the reason that we're not getting that pleasure factor there, which would mean that somebody's not necessarily doing it right, but it doesn't mean that it's her, Tom.
Okay, which is more common, younger or older women faking orgasms?
Ooh, good question. That's definitely with younger women, because what happens is as women mature and they become more comfortable with their bodies, they're more comfortable
saying, they figure out how to do it, huh?
Well, not only do they figure out how to do it, but they're more comfortable telling their partner, look, you know, you got to do it a little more like this.
Let me get this right here, partner.
Exactly. Because keep in mind, 1 in 4 women have admit to the fact that they've never had an orgasm. But as women mature and get more comfortable with their bodies, 1 in 4. So, and we know, and that actually depends on the age group that we're looking at. So as women start to age and become more comfortable with themselves and can achieve orgasm, whether she's with her partner or whether she's by herself, that becomes the point where she'll say, look, you know, I could do this by myself, so why don't we work together to do this in a magical way at this moment?
A magical. That's really nice, Doc.
Magical way.
And that sometimes the D batteries are a part of the partnership. Yes.
Let me show you the magical way, partner.
Yes, and in the meantime, D batteries and plugs and everything work just as well.
Should a man feel, you know,
some kind of
less
way
of a man, some kind of way, if, you know, if she
doesn't?
If she finishes, if she says, let me, you know, I'm gonna wrap this up here. You go ahead and do what you do. got this. Should a man feel bad about that?
He shouldn't feel bad, but on the flip side of that, I encourage women, you guys should get involved in that. It shouldn't just be something where she's laying right next to you and just going, and then, you know, everybody
goes
to sleep.
Does that sound again, Doc? Do that again. Like that, Doc.
That's a medical term, Doc?
Is that a medical term?
That's the mechanical term.
Mechanics.
So definitely, when the two of you are together, it's better to try to finish together. Maybe not at the exact same time, but if one person needs manual stimulation or oral stimulation to finish, there needs to be, you know, mutual enjoyment out of that. So, hey. You know, but we're not going to discount the power of the battery operated.
Should there be a time limit on? How do I put this?
Uh oh,
Lord, if you have to think about it.
Yeah, should there be a time limit on
how long it takes to get there?
Oral. Is there a time limit on that? Like,
well, because you're at about 30 seconds, and
whatever,
so you're
Sybil,
thinking.
I'm asking this question: how long is like? Well, I gotta go now. I got stuff to do.
I gotta figure out what I'm wearing to work.
Love this question. I love this question. Now, see, the problem is timing. So often, someone dives down their nose first when the other partner's not even ready for it yet. So you really want to wait until your partner is very ready for this type of thing before you do it. Because if you start too early, then there'll never be
a
finish point,
and you'll be there a while.
And hopefully have a Snickers waiting. Yeah.
Right, a treat after.
Gonna be there a while?
Gonna be there a while?
Absolutely.
I love you, Doc. I really do.
She's the best.
We love watching you on the doctor's, Doc.
We do.
Oh, good, good. Today we're finishing up with Smaller at the Altar. So all those couples we had losing weight for their big wedding day, the winner is revealed. So check it out.
Nice.
Make that sound again, Doc. Let me hear it.
You like that, Jack?
You know he does.
All right, guys. Until next time, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Rachel, and I'll see you next time.
All right, Dr. Rachel. You're going to take questions at 646-4464 for the next hour. Get Well Wednesday.